This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shitaj Anand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Thursday, that is 26th of March. Well, the bulls remained in charge of D Street from the beginning of the session on March 26th, pushing the Sensex higher by over 1400 points while the Nifty 50 reclaimed 8600 levels on the March FNO expiry day. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Nifty rose 323 points to close at 8640. But for the March series, it fell by 25.6%. In fact, worst fall in percentage terms since 2008 financial crisis. Now, the S&P BSE Sensex also dropped 25% in the March series. Now, the Sensex closed with gains of 1,410 points to end at 29,946, just a shade below 30,000 levels. Now, the government responded with a relief package for the poor in the first 36 hours of the lockdown, which is a welcome step. However, it is not enough and a much detailed package for the sector could be announced later. That's what most experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, the market saw a swift short covering move on the expiry day, largely supported by global cues. In fact, the $2 trillion package from the US government lifted sentiment. Apart from that, in terms of sectors, the action was seen in telecom, capital goods, banks, finance, FMCG, IT and consumer durables. On the broader markets front, mid-cap index was up 3.4%, while the small-cap index gained 3.7%. Top Nifty gainers include names like Bajaj Auto, L&T, Bharti Airtel and Sind Bank. Well, in terms of losers, Maruti Suzuki, Sun Pharma, Adani Ports and Gail India topped the charts. Now, let's look at sectors and stocks. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the telecom index, which rallied 10%, followed by the capital goods index, which was up 7.2%, and the BankEx rose 6.6%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in Jindal Steel, Adani Power, Exide Industries and Just Dial. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Bharti Infratel, Shriram Transport, Mothers and Sumi, as well as Adani Enterprises, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Exide Industries, Shree Cements, and Cadila Healthcare. Now, at a time when Sensex rose more than 1400 points, there are more than 400 stocks which hit a fresh 52-week low. That includes names like AU Small Finance Bank, MAS Financial Services, CESC, Cummins India, as well as Just Dial. Now, let's look at various stocks which were in news or which were in action based on some sort of news flow. JK Tyre Industries share price jumped almost 10% after the company board approved raising stake in the subsidiary company. Ashok Leyland surged over 29% a day after the company said it acquired an additional stake in subsidiary Hinduja Leyland Finance. The share price of India Cements jumped almost 7% a day after billionaire Radhakrishnan Damani bought 16 lakh shares of the company through a bulk deal, and Delta Corp was also in focus. Now, the Delta Corp was locked in 5% upper circuit after the company said its board was to consider a proposal to buy back equity shares. Now, let's look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. In the next trading session, if the index manages to sustain above 8,749, then it can head towards 13 days exponential moving average placed at 8,978. Contrary to this, a close below 8304 can kick in some sort of profit booking, as Nifty is almost up around about 15% in the last three sessions from the lows of 7511. That's what most technical experts are suggesting. Now, in such a scenario, between 8000 and 7800 can be a good opportunity to create fresh long positions. Now, positional traders who are sitting on long positions, if any, shall consider booking profits close to 8900, whereas fresh buying shall be initiated only on corrections. Now, three levels to watch out for on Friday would be 8304, 8749 and 8900 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.